message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Praise the Lord. I welcome you to God's presence again tonight. We are grateful to God for the blessings that we have received tonight. And we are glad, we want to thank God for all He has done for us from the first year to the second, to the third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, the seventh. And to God alone be all the glory. I said to God alone be all the glory. Somebody say a big hallelujah. We'll go into the word briefly before we go into further prayers and a time of blessing of the people. I have two sessions tonight, so this is the first, and it will be filled with the word of God and then prophecies. And the second session will be also be filled with a lot of prayers, and also be calling up some of our pastors also to lead us in some prayers. To God alone be all the glory. Can I hear you say a big amen? If you have not been here since Wednesday, you have missed a lot. I'll advise that you pick up any of the CDs of the Wednesday service, the Thursday service. I think we also have a little bit of clip on the internet. You can also follow us on our Facebook. I'm sure it will be displayed on the screen right now. You can follow us on our Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, and then you can catch a glimpse. But to have a better picture of what happened here on Wednesday and Thursday, it will be good for you to get a clip. To get your own CD, and I'm sure there are also books and materials available outside that will also bless you. Unstoppable God, unstoppable open doors is what I'll be talking about briefly tonight before we go into prayers and other ministrations. We see, I have so many other ministrations tonight. We are here till dawn. To God be all the glory. Unstoppable doors, unstoppable open doors. Indeed, our God is a God that is unstoppable. And since Wednesday and Thursday, we have been in this teaching of unstoppable God. And God has been blessing us tremendously via His word. He has been doing signs and wonders. And I want you to know that our God cannot be stopped by anybody or any force. No power on heaven, in heaven or on earth, can hold God down. No individual can curtail God or hinder God. It would be good that we minimize our moving around at this time so that we can settle in to hear the word. Thank you, Jesus. There's nothing that God cannot do. And one of the tools that God uses to do wonders in our life is what we have been doing since morning, which is called praise. Praise simply means magnifying God above every other person. Magnifying God above every situation. Using words, songs, and instruments of praise. Magnifying God above everybody. Above every individual, above every circumstance, and using words, songs, dance, and instruments of praise to praise Him. In Psalm 22, verse 3, Psalms 22, verse 3, the Bible says, "But thou art holy, O thou that inhabited the praises of Israel." Our God always inhabits our praise. God lives in praise. In Exodus 15, verse 11, it says, "Who is like unto thee, O God, who is like unto thee?" So our God is a God that cannot be compared. Nobody can. You cannot compare Him with anybody. And through this praise, He does wonders. Somebody say wonders. Somebody say wonders. If you are expecting wonders in your life tonight, come on, say wonders. Praise is an ever-winning force in the conflict of life. I don't know what problem you came here with tonight. I don't know what challenges you came here with tonight. I don't know what is the burden in your heart tonight. You have praised God, and you will yet praise God the more. And I know that those burdens are not going back with you in the name of Jesus. I said, those bodies are not going back with you in the name of Jesus. I noticed in the life of David that he was unstoppable. No force could stop David. Saul threw javelin at him severally. He could not be stopped. Philistines came against him. He could not be stopped. Goliath came against him. He could not be stopped. His own son came against him. He could not be stopped. In my place, Abi Ashidun's, they say, if the death of the house cannot kill, the death outside can't kill. If his own son can become an enemy for him and he still could not handle him, then you can see how potent praise is. You can see how powerful praise is. Many people come to this church and they don't understand this ministry. Why do these people praise like this? Our madness in praise has resulted in our greatness in life. Our continuity in praise has made God to know our voice in heaven. And praise is a major force that opens doors for you. Quickly tonight, I'll jump many of the things I need to talk about tonight because of our time that has already been well spent. What happens when you praise God? What is the effect of your praising God? I'll just take a few of that, then we'll move further very quickly. What is the result of your praise that you have done tonight? Because many just think that this is not a jamboree. There is an effect. When you are given an injection, the injection has an effect. If it's an injection that will make you sleep, after the injection, 5 minutes, your eyes will be doing toing toing. How many of you have been there before? Oh. The praise you have done tonight is not for free. What you have done and what you will yet do is not for free. The worship of God is not for free. What does it carry for you tonight? Number one, what happens when you praise God? Number one, is the release from captivity and chains in life. The praise of God is what brings about the release of a man from captivity and from chains. In Acts 16, 25 to 26, popular story, you know, of Paul and Silas. The Bible says, and at midnight, a night like this, there are some problems they don't solve. They don't get solved until you praise God at night. Praise of the night goes to God clearly, even clearer than any other time. That's why many of you notice that whenever you want to praise God on your own at night, you feel very sleepy. And when you feel sleepy, blessings are slippery. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed. Someone said, comma. They prayed tired. You know, we have not started much praying now yet. We are still praising. They prayed. And then, I'm not done yet. And they prayed. And began to sing praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. Yes. And suddenly, somebody say suddenly. That is what praise does. Praise is the only force that breaks the chain of life suddenly. That is why somebody is here tonight. The chain that has held down your life shall be broken here suddenly tonight. That chain shall be broken suddenly tonight. Chains always break when they see praise. Number two. What does praise carry? The praise you have done and the one you will still do tonight, what does it carry? It is what brings about the release of lost virtues and favors. Many of you have lost many things. You have lost favor. You have lost your blessing. You have lost your joy. You might have even lost opportunities to travel abroad, all those favors that have been lost will be restored to you suddenly tonight. It will be restored to you suddenly tonight. Can I hear your loudest amen? Number three, what happens as a result of your praise is the release of new keys to dreams and goals that are locked up. You know, when you have the right key to a door, you don't need to struggle in life. When you see somebody struggling, he doesn't have the right key yet. Revelation 3 verse 7. Revelation chapter 3 verse 7. He that holdeth the key of David and he openeth and no man shutteth, and he shutteth and no man openeth. So God, when he gives you this key I'm talking about, when you lock, it's locked. When you open, it's open. God is giving somebody that key tonight. The key to your greatness will be given to you tonight. The key that you have lost shall be given to you tonight. If I were you, I would say louder, amen. Keys to your lost dreams, lost goals. Many of you had thriving dreams, thriving vision. Before, years ago, you had very bright hope for the future. All of a sudden, it's as if everything has gone down the drain. You move like a walking corpse now, like an empty person. You don't know what next to do. A new key to a new dream shall be given to you tonight. And that means you will know what next to do. I say you will know what next to do. Show me what to do. Help me find my way. Please don't let me stray. Please, Lord, be my... Show me what to do. Come on. Show me what to do. Help me find my way. Please don't let me stray. Please, Lord, show me what to do. Show me what to do. Help me find my way. Please don't let me stray. Please not be. Praise gives you the key to new dreams. God shows you what to do. He shows you the business to invest your money in. He shows you the next direction for your life. As from today, you will never go in the wrong direction again. Can I hear you say a big amen? What does praise do? What is the result of praise? Number four is the destruction of the enemies of your destiny. Praise is a destroying force. It crushes enemies. It silences adversaries. It frustrates their plans. And for somebody here tonight, via your praise, all your enemies shall be frustrated in the name of Jesus. What they are planning for you, their intention for you, shall never come to pass in the name of Jesus. If I were you, I would say louder, amen. If I were you, I would say louder, amen. In Psalm 149 verse 6, let the high priest of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand. Number 7. Verse 7, to execute vengeance. Someone say vengeance. Vengeance upon the heathen and punishment upon the people. To bind their kings with chains. God will bind the kings of your enemies with chains. To bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron. To execute upon them the judgment written. This is the honor that have all the saints. Praise ye the Lord. Somebody say praise ye the Lord. Somebody say praise ye the Lord. Praise is a force for vengeance. And that's why we are here tonight. Blood will spill in the homes of those who want to kill you. I said God will spill the blood of those who want to destroy you. God will spill the blood of those that want to terminate your life. And that will happen because you have praised God and because you will continue to praise God tonight. You know that story in 2 Chronicles chapter 20 from verse 1 down, where three subnations came against Jehoshaphat and his people. And the Bible says they appointed singers and they began to sing. And as he began to sing, the Bible said they began to kill themselves. People from Mount Seir, they began to kill themselves. All of those people faced themselves and they killed them. That is how your enemies will kill themselves. The Ammonites in your life, the people from Mount Seir in your life, they will face themselves and they will kill themselves. Say a bigger amen. Say a bigger amen. Number five, what happens when you praise God? It brings about the crushing of family altars and limitations. Many are here. You are operating under family limitation. That is, everybody in your family doesn't pass a particular level. You can't count millionaires in the family. You can't even count 5 millionaires in the entire lineage. Almost everybody is limited in the family. Altars are being serviced in your village that are hindering your progress. But tonight, those altars are going to catch fire. I said, those altars are going to catch fire. Those altars are going to catch fire. Some of you are here, some of the things your parents are using that they put around the house, by the time you get back home, that thing would have caught fire. It would no longer be there. Those limitations would have caught fire. And number six, what happens when you praise God? It is the release of swallowed blessings, swallowed babies, swallowed money, swallowed appointment letter. Everything that is your own that the enemy has swallowed, they must vomit it today. I said they must vomit it today. Everything the wicked have taken from you, they must vomit it today. Let me hear you say loud amen. In Mark 10:27, the Bible says, with men it is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Everything that is your own that the wicked have swallowed, they must give it back to you today. In the name of Jesus. Number seven, thing that happens via praise is the termination of appointment with death. Some of you, they told you that this is the time you are going to die. One of our members here, one of our daughters here, sent me a text some days ago and said, sir, it is it is now 1 year that they told me that I will die. I'm still alive. You told me that I will not die and I did not die. I said to somebody here today, you will not die. Your appointment with death is hereby cancelled. The medical report concerning you is hereby cancelled. Let me hear you say loud amen. The appointment of death concerning any member of your family today is hereby cancelled. Is hereby cancelled. And number eight is the release of divine wisdom for academic success. David said, he said, I am wiser than my teachers. Praisers are always wiser than their teachers. They know better than those that taught them. As from today, you will not be found at the low part of the class again. As from today, when they want to search for your name, they will see it among the scholars. Your grade will never be a low grade anymore. And number nine, is the release of power for fruitfulness. In Genesis chapter 1 verse 28, one of the major blessings that God released to man is fruitfulness. And God blessed them and God said unto them, be fruitful. Someone said, be fruitful. The same God that said, let there be light, is the same God that said, be fruitful. So why will devil now say, okay, the light, by tomorrow, very soon now, light will come out. We will get to morning. No devil can say, oh yeah, morning, don't come. Stop there. Hello. No, have you ever seen any babalawo, mamalawo, onkulawo, or brotherlawo, or cousinlawo, or neighborlawo that will say, oh yeah, brightness, stop there, don't come out. It is the same God that said, let there be light, that said, be fruitful. So devil cannot stop your conception. Devil cannot stop your, because the same God that said, let there be light, is the same God that said, be fruitful, multiply. every woman that is here today, as God liveth, as many children you desire, both male and female, you are getting them tonight in the name of Jesus. As many of your brothers, your sisters, those your loved ones you are trusting God for, that you have written concerning them in your expectation slips that you have been given. Or if you could not get one, you wrote it inside your sheet of paper, because we are collecting this tonight. We are collecting this tonight. And if you did not bring yours, then it would be good that you write yours on a sheet of paper, because something must happen positively for you tonight in the name of Jesus. I say something positive must happen for you tonight in the name of Jesus. The same God that gave Sarah children, the same God that gave Anna children, the same God that gave Elizabeth children, will give you your own children in the name of Jesus. Can I hear you say loud amen? Every challenge of a man is not permitted to be more than just for a little while. In the book of 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 10, 1 Peter 5 verse 10, the Bible said, "But the God of all grace, who had called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, make you perfect." Someone say perfect. Establish you. Strengthen you. And what? Settle you. Is anybody ready for settlement tonight? If you are ready for settlement, and devil did not puncture you with anything to make you begin to sleep in the time of your settlement, let me hear you say a big hallelujah. May I not be sleeping when I'm about to be settled? May I not feel drowsy when I'm about to be settled? Friends, it is now time for you to call forth your blessings. It is now time for you to declare what you desire of the Lord. My prayer for everyone here tonight is that nobody here shall by any means miss out on what God has for him or her in the name of Jesus. Can I hear your loudest amen?
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.